আসসালামু আলাইকুম ওয়া রাহমাতুল্লাহি ওয়া বারাকাতুহু। আলহামদুলিল্লাহি ওয়া কাফা ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিনিল মুস্তাফা সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া আসহাবিহি ওয়া বারাকা ওয়া সাল্লামা তাসলিমান কাসীরান কাসীরা। আম্মা বা'দু, ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম, বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম। ولو انهم امنوا بمثل ما امنتم به فقد اهتدوا وان تولوا فانما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت لاتمم مكارم الاخلاق او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, most beloved brothers, and to those listening over the receivers, it is only the fadl, the karam, the ihsan, the great favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he has gathered us once again on the occasion of Jumu'ah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness knows no bounds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's generosity knows no limits. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's reigns of mercy, despite the month of Ramadan having concluded, continue to shower upon us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it such that we have the understanding of the love and the compassion that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala perpetually showers upon us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, the ayat kareema that I recited, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْ. One very big deception that we find in our lives, and perhaps I'm the most guilty of this, is that from time to time we tend to compare ourselves with people we are familiar with people in our own communities, in our own societies. So for instance, I will take my own son and I'll say, no, Muawiyah is better off than the Muawiyah that lives down the road, hypothetically. Because mashallah, my son is now starting HIBS class. That little boy that is staying down the road, he's still running and playing around the streets. My Fatima is better than the Fatima that lives perhaps in another town. Because at least my Fatima is wearing scarf, she's wearing abaya. That Fatima is not even wearing the hijab. So like that, we tend to compare ourselves with people we are familiar with people we are acquainted with. Whereas the Quran Sharif and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his expectations of us are far higher than what we expect. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will not stand up and tell me that, bhai, what did you do for your children? And then if I have to stand up and say, Allah pak, my daughter, she at least wore the scarf, she wore in abaya, she wore in a cloak, she wore the niqab. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on that day, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. Allah Pak says that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Hashr, Allah Pak will compare your daughter, my daughter, Fatima, with the queen of Jannah, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Likewise, Allah Pak will compare the Umar of this time to the Umar Al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala an. So the level and the standard that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expects of us is indeed high. And it is something that we have to persevere. It is something that we have to try to acquire and we have to try to achieve. So in order to do that, it is very important for us to study, to understand the lives of the Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. I always say that if we look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and really try to understand his life from the age of 40 right up to 63, 23 years, it's a short space of time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to a nation who we would have regarded as the most barbaric nations. They would bury their daughters alive. They would consume alcohol more than they would consume water. They would commit zina, adultery, fornication. They would have futile wars. They would even take their daughters and bury them alive. So in a very short span of time, 23 years, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed a nation that was regarded as the most barbaric to a nation till the day of Qiyamah we regard them as guiding stars, radiyallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, with minimum casualties on top of it. Minimum casualties, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed them. So how did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this? Sahaba ikram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they were regarded as Sahaba simply because they sat in the suhbat. They sat in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their muhabbat and their love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no new bounds. So in the limited time that we have, let's just look at maybe two or three Sahaba ikram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We take Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, khayrul khalaiqi ba'da al-anbiya. The best of creation after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. What didn't Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu do for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So much muhabbat, so much of love he had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up on the minbar and he began to address the Ansar. And he said that, O people of the Ansar, I know of a man. I know his father, I know his mother. Wallahi, when he is told to go into Jannah, Jannah has 7 doors. When he is told to go into Jannah, the doors of Jannah will be quarreling and fighting that this person must enter through me. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not just reach this maqam and the status on his own. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's perpetual tawajjuh, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's constant suhbat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's continuous nasihat and advice was always with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, in his last journey here to South Africa a few months ago, he mentioned some beautiful aspects of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when they were still living in Makkah Sharif, the situation was extremely volatile. Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in were few in numbers. And they were being tortured, they were being persecuted. Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala an, if you still go to his qabr now, you will find that it is written there, Mu'adhinu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa wazirahu. That Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the mu'adhin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was also the minister of the finances of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was dragged through the streets of Makkah Sharif. Other Sahaba ikram were made to lie on burning sand till the fat and the pus that was coming out of their Mubarak backs that would extinguish the coal. So the situation was serious. So they approached Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Quraysh. And they said, O Abdullah, his name was Abdullah bin Quhafa, O Abdullah, we are prepared to make a treaty with you. We regard you as a notable, we regard you as a senior member of the Quraysh. So we are prepared to make a treaty with you, that if you just do one thing for us, we will grant safety, we will grant amnesty to you and all those that are affiliated with you, all those that are close with you. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, well, Sahaba are being tortured. What more better opportunity than this. So he asked them, TK, what is it that you want of me? So they said, Oh Abdullah, only one thing we ask of you. You are welcome to recite Quran in privacy in your home. You are welcome to recite Quran Sharif in the masjid. But don't recite Quran Sharif publicly. That's all we're asking for you. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, TK, no problem. That's not something very difficult. You are not stopping me entirely from reading the Quran Sharif. I agree. 3 days went by. And they found Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the streets of Makkah Sharif reciting Quran Sharif. So the Quraysh came back to him and they said, Oh Abdullah, we have a treaty, we have an understanding. You have agreed not to recite Quran Sharif publicly. And we have agreed not to torture your Sahaba, not to torture you, not to torture your family. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Look, I cannot control myself. Now, the Quraysh, what was their reason? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, كان رجل بكاء لا يملك عينيه إذا قرأ القرآن. He was a very soft-hearted person. The moment he would pick up the Mus'haf, the moment he would pick up the Quran Sharif, and brothers, this is a lesson for us. Ramadan Sharif just ended. So many Quran khatams we made in this masjid. So many Quran khatams in other masajid. Alhamdulillah. What the fadl karam and ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. But we ask ourselves, what is the quality of our reciting and what was the quality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would just open the Quran Sharif, recite the awwal, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he would begin to weep and sob immediately. So the Quraysh, they would see this. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would do this, then the women, the children, the elders of Makkah Sharif, they would gather around Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they would listen to the recital of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wallahi, in groups, in numbers, immediately they would say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was on a mountain top or a hill, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was next to him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once upon a time a chief of the Quraysh, an affluent person, a wealthy person. But his situation was such, we all know, we've heard this many, many times, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, our late Shaykh, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala fill his qabr with Noor, he would always mention this as a lesson for us. That at this battle, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is thinking to myself, to himself, how can I, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu always outdoes me. How can I beat him? So he comes with a lot of wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, Oh Umar, so much of wealth you've come with, what have you left for your family? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I brought half my wealth. Exactly half my wealth. Half I've left for my family. Few minutes later, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes. And he asks him, Oh Abdullah, Oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for my family? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu drops his head in modesty, in shame. He says, Ya Rasulullah, my Allah and my Rasul are waiting for my family. What else can I leave for them? So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's situation financially started deteriorating. His health started deteriorating. He's wearing torn and tattered clothes. He doesn't even have buttons. He's using thorns from a tree as a button. Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam descends. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, who is this person next to you? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Jibreel, do you not recognize this is Abu Bakr? Khayrul khala'iqi ba'd al-anbiya, the best of creation after the anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi sallatu wa sallam says, Ya Rasulullah, I know Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. But seeing him like this here, it has changed his whole appearance. Torn and tattered clothes. His physical body has even deteriorated. He's become thin. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Jibreel, this man that you see is indeed Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He has given his life, he has given his wealth, he has given his health only for the pleasure of me and the pleasure of Allah. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Rasulullah, today I haven't come on my own. I have been sent by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My Allah has sent me here. And my Allah has conveyed salams to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam conveyed the salams. Immediately Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started sobbing and crying. Imagine my Allah is sending salams. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam inquired, O Abu Bakr, my Allah wants to know that even in this condition, are you happy with Allah? Are you happy with Allah? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, uncontrollably, he begins to cry now. And immediately three times he utters, Ana radin an Rabbi, Ana radin an Rabbi, Ana radin an Rabbi. Wallahi, I am absolutely pleased with my Allah. I am thoroughly pleased with my Allah. So brothers, taking you back to what I mentioned in the beginning, the standards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have set are extremely high. Look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, that same day, it was an extremely wonderful victory for the Muslims. Abu Talib had just passed away, who was a pillar of strength for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu just embraced Islam, which was tremendous amount of strength. And then 3 days later, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes shahadat. So Sahaba were elated. They were happy. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends on that same day and he tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدِ اسْتَبْشَرَ بِهِ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ لَقَدِ اسْتَبْشَرَ بِهِ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wallahi, I see all your sahaba, they are rejoicing and celebrating at the iman of Umar. Wallahi, even the malaika at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala celebrating the iman of Umar. But what was the iman of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Masjidun Nabawi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us over and over again. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Umar. And he said, O Umar, when you pass away, and you are taken and you are put 6 feet into the ground. Abdul Wahid mentions this in his kitab, At-Tafsir. And you are put 6 feet under the ground. Two angels will come, Munkar and Nakir. Aswatuhuma kal-ra'd wa absaruhuma kal-barak. They will look like lightning, they will sound, their voices will sound like thunder. They will carry a stick with them. If they just have to beat that stick on the people of Mina, they will be crumbled into bits and pieces. They will ask three questions, O Umar, how do you think you will respond? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah, will I be in my complete senses? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, absolutely, you will be in your full senses. He kept quiet, he lifted up his hands, he made dua, and he said, Inshallah, I will handle this situation, O Prophet of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pleased, he smiled at him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got up and he walked away. Just a few minutes later, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for Sayyidina Umar, come here. He sat down, close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Oh Umar, Jibreel has just come now. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has informed me that when Umar lives his life, he will live a life of great piety. And then the time will come, Umar will be taken away. His life will be removed. His soul will be removed. The people will carry him to the Qabristan. In this case, it was in Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people will carry him to his grave. They will put him 6 feet under the ground. They will then put soil on top of him and cover him and leave him. And when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be alone in the qabr, the two angels, as we all know, will present themselves before Umar. And at this time, the moment they come and they present themselves before Umar, oh Umar, oh Umar, oh Umar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. Oh Umar, Jibreel has told me that you will tell the angels, Allahu Rabbi faman rabbukuma, wal Islamu dini fama dinukuma, wa Muhammadun nabiyyi faman nabiyyukuma. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will tell the angels who are there to question him that, oh angels, you have come to question me. Let me just be clear about one thing. Allah is my Rabb. Who is your Rabb? Islam is the religion I follow. Which religion do you follow? And wallahi, my Nabi is none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which Nabi do you follow? Those angels will be dumbfounded. They will say, wa ajaba. La nadri ursilna ilaykam ursilta ilayna. How strange is this? Have we been sent to take imtihan and test of Umar? Or has Allah sent Umar to test our iman today? So brothers, the only, I won't say the only way, that Mulana Dawood Sirat Sahib Damat Barakatuh, who always mentions this, that it's not the only way that we can achieve these high levels of taqwa and piety. But it is indeed the easiest way. Remain in the company of the pious. Wallahi, the flower, the light, the flame of taqwa will be illuminated in all our hearts. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.